Hey, it's Ralph here. Q1 is now closing and it probably didn't go as well as you had hoped, but I'm sure your agency is probably telling you that they crushed it. But in reality, it crushed you. If your agency isn't on the same page as you are, if there's something wrong, but you can't quite put your finger on what that thing is, go on over to tier11.com/apply and we'll set you up on a call to show you a better way to look at your business. Not just metrics that make us agencies look good, but something that actually moves the needle and makes you more money, acquires more new customers, and ultimately achieves your vision. Head on over to tier11.com/apply today.
This is where we increased registrations by 600% and lowered the cost per registration by 44%, all in less than 3 months. I'm going to show you how we did it here.
You're listening to Perpetual Traffic.
So this is the customer. It's a money sending app for the Venezuelan diaspora. And it's one of number of different apps and that do this sort of thing. But these guys really focus in on the Venezuelan market. And they utilized a product that does not encompass the entire customer acquisition amplification system. It only activates just the media buying and the creative lab part of that system. And so this one is a little bit different. This is a representation of our Cornerstone product, which is a lower price product for customers and for businesses that have a tremendous amount of potential that aren't quite at the $50,000 a month ad spend like a typical Tier 11 customer. So let's get into how we really transform their entire business just through media buying alone and through the Cornerstone product. So the goal was to generate more app registrations while lowering their CPAs. Who doesn't want more to pay less for that more? And as I had mentioned, as far as customer acquisition and amplification is concerned, we really only focused on two areas, which is the creative lab and on traffic harmonization, particularly on the meta platforms for these guys. Really have not done much, but are planning to do a lot more. But for this case study, we had not diversified their traffic sources aside from just the meta platform. So the first step, and this is a step that oftentimes is the case with customers of ours, is that we needed to fix the tracking. So unfortunately, their registrations for their app's registration, the registration event rather, was not being tracked. So we had to fix that after we did some of the avatar research. So we resolved those issues that were preventing the results from being tracked accurately, namely registrations and actual signups for the paid application. So first things first, you got to do a tracking audit. And in this case, we discovered some issues that we could easily resolve. And so that was allowing us to now optimize the algorithm and help them scale and grow, not to mention give us accurate reporting as to what our cost per registration is, namely. Second step is we did our deep dive research, which is where we go in and do typically about a 2-week deep dive into their avatar, into their messaging. We'll listen to customer service calls. We'll read sales pages. We'll read reviews. We'll go do customer reviews. We'll even listen in on sales calls. We'll analyze the sales page. We might interview the founder. This is really a deep and profound set of steps that we do in order to formulate our messaging, which ultimately turns into ad copy and creative, which we'll see exactly how that formulated through the deep dive creative lab research process. So what we found is that our Spanish language team identified some key messaging and targeting based off hundreds of reviews, customer service emails, and ad comments, primarily about the importance of having a reliable service to send money home to your family and how these folks do not want to let down their friends and family that are back in Venezuela. They're typically in the European Union, and how having fair and accurate rates is a really important part, but most of it is how this service and this application can actually assist people in empowering as well as supporting their families back at home. And that was a really important message that we found through the deep dive research, which resonated throughout all of our ads, as you'll soon see. Next thing we did is we installed the Creative Lab, and this is where we take the messaging from the Creative Lab Deep Dive Research. We start to formulate our own messaging, and we use the customer's emotions and words. We use their wants, fears, and voice to develop copy and creative that connects deeply with them, and then we iterate that process over and over again. So these were some of the ads which were working fairly well for this customer, even though they had tracking issues, they had some messaging issues on the front end, but they were fairly straightforward, just pure pitch videos. Here's the app. We've got a bunch of stock photos that we used as images, a combination of images and videos. And these ads did fairly well. I mean, they got them to the point where they were spending about $2,000-$4,000 per month and getting some registrations, even with bad tracking. But as soon as we started to deploy the Creative Lab, we created a whole series of videos using creators or spokespeople. Here, there's a number of different people that are in some of these video ads here. We're going to break this down in just a second now. These were far more effective. And they started off with ad copy like, "Don't leave until tomorrow what you can do today. Family is the most important. You don't have to be together to be united." There's a huge emphasis on family in the ad copy here and in the video itself, where we had creators do videos and talk about how the platform helps support families back home in Venezuela, especially, like I said, for the European Union market. So let's break down this type of video, which we found to be really, really effective. We had about four or five of these videos that really started to resonate with the audience, and we refer to them as the pitch demo video ad formula. So the first thing is there's a super animated spokesperson creator that talks about the importance of family. It talks about how important it is for you to support your family back at home and how a lot of these money sending apps aren't all that reliable and they have rates that are way too high or they fluctuate. And you don't really know whether or not when you send the money, whether or not they'll get it. So she talks about all these types of things very quickly with a great deal of animation and a lot of motion. And then she presents sort of the solution after introducing part of the problem here, which is the app itself. And these are iPhone videos. These are lo-fi iPhone videos. These aren't huge production value, sort of with quick cuts, some good editing here, but nothing really too crazy, nothing that you can't do with just an app that you might download on your phone. Then she talks about, in this particular case, this spokesperson, she talks about how there's proof, like the app is secure, it's safe, it's reliable, it'll get the money to your family when it says it will. So, and the rates are affordable, so you don't have rate fluctuations, which happens with a lot of other apps. Then there's a quick demo of the app itself. And once again, this is an iPhone shooting an iPhone video. So super lo-fi, low-tech here, a quick video demo in which she's kind of going through the application, showing how easy it is to download and install and then send money to friends and family. And last but not least, there's the logical call to action at the end, which just sort of reiterates the fact that, you know, you can go get this app for free and test it right now. And that counts as a registration. Then ultimately, a very high percentage of those registrations for the free app turn into paid customers. The next thing we did is we executed the traffic harmonizer. So we took these ads and started installing them into our overall traffic management system. And we really only used level one cold traffic all the way to level four, which is add to cart traffic. We didn't do any retargeting of people who had purchased the app because this is really the only thing that they buy. They're in a recurring business model. So we really didn't need to go all the way into level five purchasers, but we started creating messaging for cold traffic, especially, and formulating our campaigns for cold traffic, especially those people who didn't know who the app was or what the app did. And then some people have maybe engaged with the ad through level two ads, and then maybe level three, maybe they've actually gone to the registration page but hadn't filled it out. Or in this case, maybe had gone to even try to purchase the product after they had downloaded the registration in an abandoned cart. So we simplified our campaign structure greatly from a highly complex and disorganized ad account where they were using a variety of different objectives, link clicks, landing page views. You know, a lot of this was actually done somewhat haphazardly, but it was successful because the app is really, really good and really reliable. So they were able to get some results there But then after we took over, we simplified the ad account, which is something that Meta really advocates now inside Facebook and Instagram. We created a level one cold traffic campaign, one campaign, and then a level four and five reach campaign that sort of helps with the consumption of the app itself and makes sure that people are learning how to use it and they use it in the right way. But the vast majority of our traffic spend, and this is just in a very short period of time, was on cold traffic with a very small percentage, less than 5%, on people who have actually already downloaded the app. So simplification of the ad account was the key here. And inside the ad account itself, our registrations for this particular month were well over 800 at about a $7 cost per registration. So really starting to ramp things up here with a much higher ad spend. And then we realized that our targeting was a little bit off. And so we targeted three separate types of groups. So through our Creative Lab deep dive research, we realized that one of the things that was a very common interest for people that were living in the European Union but are of Venezuelan descent is celebrities. Celebrities, pro football players, famous people that are Venezuelan. And the first group there, then we actually targeted Venezuela just in general and a lot of the other types of interest that might be of Venezuelan descent, which could be, you know, the TV channel that's in Venezuela, the, you know, the city of Caracas, Venezuelan football teams. And then we created another targeting group, which was all the apps that compete with this particular app, which includes MoneyGram, Western Union, PayPal, TransferWise, all of those. So these interest targeting groups really started to resonate with our target market in combination with the ads that I showed you, which is the sort of the proof demo types of ads that really speak to the avatar and speak to the pain points and ultimately lead to the solution. So the end result here is that our daily registrations increased by 600%. We got our cost per registration down from the fours, mid fours to fives, all the way down to $2.55, which represented a cost per registration decrease of 44%, all through deploying the customer acquisition amplification super system. Not the entire thing, like I said, because this is for our cornerstone customers who are sort of, you know, customers that are don't need all services right now, but just need to gain momentum, have a tremendous amount of growth in their business and show a lot of potential. And we can affect them and scale and grow them just through media buying and some Creative Lab and messaging on the front end. So if you'd like to learn more about Tier 11, how we can use customer acquisition amplification to scale and grow your business, click the link to schedule a call. We'd love to see how we can help you acquire customers and enhance their long-term value.
You've been listening to Perpetual Traffic,